Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, and this is Christopher Clark, Communication Vice Chairperson, reporting. United reported their October 2010 operational performance this past Friday. United and Continental's combined consolidated traffic for the month increased 5.9% compared to October 2009, and the combined carrier's consolidated load factor increased 0.7% for the same period. The continued trend of increased traffic and high load factors comes on the advent of the holiday travel season, and analysts are reporting that many passengers will be paying more, sometimes almost half as much more, for tickets during this busy travel period. One travel site that compares fares claimed that on some routes, fares are up 59% higher than last year for travel just before Thanksgiving, and up to 40% higher before Christmas, as reported by the USA Today. To combat record low demand levels, the industry has been consolidating and reducing capacity over the past few years. The gradual increase in demand the industry has experienced has resulted in higher fares, higher load factors, and much bigger profits for the airlines. These demands for travel and increased profits are generating a need in some cases to return furloughed flight attendants, such as American Airlines announced last month. At another airline, U.S. Airways reported this week their intention to not only return furloughed flight attendants, but also intend to hire flight attendants as well. Their announcement indicated they plan to recall and hire approximately 500 flight attendants and pilots in the next year. Furloughed employees of the combined Old America West and U.S. Airways will be offered the opportunity to return, and remaining jobs will then be offered to new hires. In general, when an airline hires, it's a good thing. However, the unique merger situation at U.S. Airways complicates things. U.S. Airways management has failed to negotiate a single contract with the two flight attendant groups or with the pilots, and consequently continues to operate in effect two separate airlines. Flight attendants from former America West are paid at a much lower rate than those at U.S. Airways pre-merger. Presumably, the new hires would be brought in to U.S. Airways East and paid more, which is a good thing except for the fact that it continues to exacerbate the continued disparity in pay rates between the two groups. Of course, management could negotiate a single contract and pay both groups of flight attendants more money, but they have failed to do so. We know that negotiations don't operate in a vacuum, and it is a simple fact that management needs accord with labor to fully realize all the precious synergies they desire out of a merger. Our own management here at United has only to look at the incomplete merger at U.S. Airways to realize they need our support to achieve a successful merger. We know this. Industry analysts and experts know this, and yes, management even knows this. They just don't like it. The longer our own management puts off getting serious about negotiations, the longer it will take for United to realize the full potential of a successful merger with Continental. The TSA has announced new rules and extended a ban of inbound cargo from Yemen to include cargo en route from Somalia, as well as any cargo deemed high risk will be subject to additional screening or barred, including toner and ink cartridges. Printer toner cartridges weighing more than 16 ounces, 1 pound or 453 grams, are not allowed in checked or carry-on luggage, and crew members are not exempt from this prohibition. In a hot board posting dated yesterday, there were also new procedures announced for restrictions on employees who wish to ship personal effects from international locations. The hot board posting cautions that you should check with your manager and or United Cargo well in advance to ensure understanding of both the TSA and host government restrictions in place. The TSA has been criticized recently, as reported by the New York Times, on the oftentimes arduous process associated with passing through the security checkpoints. The implementation of new body scanner technology, the pat-down procedures, and the liquids and laptop removal from screening luggage are being perceived as an encumbrance to the public. The concern of some travel industry leaders is a fear that the more comprehensive security procedures will discourage air travel. While contemplation for longer lines at checkpoints is a consideration, safety and security cannot be compromised simply to make it easier for the general public to traverse airport security. The TSA has addressed these concerns in a statement stating, "TSA is a counterterrorism agency whose mission is to ensure the safety of the traveling public. To that end, TSA deploys the latest technologies and implements comprehensive procedures that protect passengers while facilitating travel." Our negotiating committee and representatives of the MEC will be in Washington, D.C. this Friday, continuing our merger and negotiations town hall meetings. The committee will review the latest round of management proposals, or missing revised proposal, and demonstrate how management continues to propose concessions guised as Continental contract models. The town hall meetings started last week in Seattle, Los Angeles, Denver, and Chicago, and have been well attended in each location, by not only our members, but by some Continental flight attendants as well. The meetings afford you an opportunity to directly interact with our negotiating committee, provide your feedback, and get factual updates on the status of our negotiations firsthand. The November 12th Friday meeting in D.C. will be held at the Marriott Dulles Airport Hotel from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check our website for details and a schedule of the meetings coming to your location. The entire airline industry is watching the election interference charges filed by AFA against Delta Airlines. What Delta did was illegal, and we cannot let them get away with it because it's an affront to the rights for all of us. Delta Airlines is the world's second largest airline and makes around $28 billion a year in revenue. But when workers want to organize a union, management pulls out all the stops and spends millions to union bust and keep the workers from having a voice. They do this because, as Market Watch reported last week, it allows them to keep flight attendants and other worker costs at a minimum. While AFA lost the election by just a few hundred votes, we are calling for and likely to get a re-vote because of widespread interference by management. There are more votes coming up in Delta by other employee groups. Let them and the rest of the airline management know that workers have the right to organize a union without company interference. Management doesn't have a say in our representation. Sign the petition now. Our negotiating committee continues to prepare for our next mediation session, which is scheduled for next week. Contract sections on the agenda scheduled for discussion are Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, and Section 12, International Operation. Our latest edition of Negotiations and You Update has completed production and is being mailed to your homes this week. The November 5 update details the progress during the past 3 months in our Section 6 negotiations and should arrive in your home soon. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.